is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Random facts no one share here on this Tuesday morning.
Yeah, baby.
BYOB. You familiar with that?
Yes, yeah. Bring your own bottle.
Is that what you think it means?
Yeah, I was going to say bring your own booze or something.
Bring your own
like
booze?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
In Great Britain, they think it means bring your own beer, but that's not true. It is bottle.
Oh, okay.
Well, 39% said bottle, 38% said booze.
Well, then I win.
5% said beer. 17% said, we don't know. what BYOB. We don't know. We just don't know. Yeah, yeah. How about that?
Oh, that's someone who's never been invited to a group setting.
Yep.
A lot of those are BYOB.
Castaway, the movie Castaway with Tom Hanks, took 2 years to film. 2 years. Because it took Tom Hanks almost a year to lose weight and grow his hair out that long.
Huh.
So they filmed the current parts.
Sure.
And then they had to go back and do the island parts.
Wow.
In the year that they took off, the filmmaker, Robert Zemeckis, got together a crew and filmed most of a movie called What Lies Beneath.
Oh, wow.
In the year off.
Huh.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Got to keep working. Americans got the word for turkeys because they wrongly thought that those birds were from Turkey. Now, strangely, in the country of Turkey, the birds are called Hindis because they wrongly thought those birds were from India. They're actually native to the Americas, just so we know. The Crayola color peach, Crayola crayon color peach, was called flesh until 1962. When they suddenly discovered there were other colors
of flesh.
Flesh,
yes.
Yeah.
62, is that like the Voting Rights Act?
That's somewhere back
then. That's close. Yeah. No, that's actually just before, I think 63.
Let's find out. 65.
65, right. Yeah, because it was Johnson.
Yep.
Yeah, peach. They felt it was racist to consider it the flesh color. However, they didn't change that other crayon, Indian Red, until 1999. So maybe we didn't know what that kind of meant. Hashtag Redskins.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. That's a swing and a miss. Not that we're all Crayola woke over here. I'm just a kid. I never even read the names of those colors.
Yeah.
I just wanted a color. Huh. That's all. Finally, this. Jerry Seinfeld. They went back and calculated all the money he's made on that show.
And they quite
have,
a bit.
Yes. They have figured out that he's made $30,000 for every line that he ever spoke in the entire series.
That's pretty good money. It's pretty good
money.
So
every time he opened his mouth and said a sentence, his lines add up to being $30,000 each.
Ka-ching.
As a worth.
Wow.
Yeah. That's good work if you can get it.
Yeah, yeah. Really.
If you can get there, yeah.
Yeah, he's on the verge of becoming a billionaire. He's worth $950
million. He's got to be close, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And happy.
Yes.
And we'll be the first one to tell you that we're not all in the same boat together.
No.
This is one of my favorite bits of all time. During the pandemic, he said, I can pretty much guarantee you my boat's a little nicer than yours.
Yep.
I just got to, you know, that's the way it is.
Because early on, The campaign was, we're all in this together.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and no, we're not.
No.
We're not.
No. I'm looking at Jim Gaffigan's videos. He's got this beautiful apartment in New York, but he's also got like 9 million kids running around. I'm thinking, I wouldn't trade it. Not in a second. Not in a second.
You're not too far off. 950 million.
Yeah, 950.